Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome to Conscious Relationships, the place to shine your inner beauty and become self-empowered. My name is Adhwani and I work as a psychological counselor. Today, I would like to share something about how to transcend victim mentality and take back our power. But before that, while you're here, please consider to click on the subscribe button. Okay, so it would be impossible to go through life without ever taking anything personally or, you know, blaming someone for something. But we can eventually get to the point that blaming others for our life circumstances and seeing ourselves as victims is not our go-to perspective. As our ego begins to form in our younger years, we begin to see how the need for control and power, or even the opposite, the desire for no control and power, you know, which translates to victimhood in our interpersonal relationships, play out. There are several reasons why some ego structures adopt the mask of victim, and this all happens very subconsciously, a couple of them being lack of confidence in oneself, afraid to lose control, you know, which causes them to hold on to the illusion of control so tightly that anything that goes awry is always blamed on someone else, or even fear of our own power, you know, which causes us to want to place it in the hands of another. Be it our parents, our partner, our friends, so that we never have to make big decisions or changes in our lives. We never have to take responsibility, be accountable, and act as an adult. We still want to be the small child. And it doesn't really matter what the reason is, but whenever we fall into this mindset, what we are really doing is setting ourselves up for failure, disappointment, and eventually misery. So when we have completely disempowered ourselves and handed our power over to someone else, we most certainly will come to a point where we will encounter frustration and anger, resentment. So there is a lesson to be learned here. And what's the lesson? To come out of victim mentality and realize our own power. If we have come to the conclusion that we are playing the victim, we must be able to energetically rise above it to a level of consciousness that will help us break out of it. And how to identify that we are playing the victim in a particular circumstance? We can do that by inner integrity. When you complain, you make yourself the victim. Leave the situation, change the situation, or accept it. All else is madness, as said by Eckhart Tolle. Being a victim of life or other people's behavior can happen so sneakily that we may not even have any clue that, you know, we are doing it. So in order to identify, we must have something called inner integrity, which means being completely honest about our own experience without attaching a big cause to it. For example, we may be used to saying something like, I'm angry because she didn't call me back, or I'm sad because you hurt my feelings. And while on a certain level of consciousness, this may feel true, right? That other people or circumstances are causing our negative emotions. But it is actually not entirely the case. As we raise our awareness, we come to a point where we begin to see that all of life is happening not only through us, but also for us. What this means is we are actually encountering people, places, and things that are acting as the catalysts, in a good or a bad way, to draw forth the hidden emotions deep inside of us that have yet to be healed. We may not even realize that they exist, so mostly we are made aware of them through such triggering experiences, only for the intention to be healed. And while it may seem that someone is to blame for our, let's say, anger, a more expanded level of consciousness will show us that we have attracted the perfect set of circumstances to show us that we still have some unhealed anger, some unhealed wound, you know, in our emotional body that needs to be addressed. And as we feel it, we are actually healing it, because the minute we become aware, the minute we start to accept any actual feeling of any emotion in an authentic way, is what allows us to move past any unresolved feelings, trauma, wounds. When we allow ourselves the freedom to be with the truth of our reality, we feel an emotion without creating or attaching a story behind the emotion, which is whatever we would put behind the because in our story. So we empower ourselves to deal with emotions head on and not run away from it or just suppress it and act like it does not exist, just because it makes us feel extremely uncomfortable. We also energetically begin vibrating from a higher state, one that is grateful for all circumstances, pleasant and unpleasant, that prompt us to feel anything, because we are now seeing that all emotions are being healed as they are being felt and accepted by us. So this higher vibration then allows us to be in a more expanded and loving place more often than not. Now, the next step to this healing process is using love as your only weapon. If we think about some of the spiritual masters, you know, such as Buddha, Jesus, Dalai Lama, Sai Baba, etc., we find people who did not need to exert force over anyone, yet were never caught blaming another person for anything. Why is that? Why is it that these spiritual masters could be completely centered in their own being, while people hurled insults and slurs at them, yet they could walk away completely unaffected and probably even blessing those that insulted them? The reason these gurus were able to do this was because they knew that love is actually the only thing that truly has power. When a being has gotten to the point where they have not only unconditionally loved themselves, but only dish out blessings and love to others, a confidence emerges within them that allows them to humbly accept everyone, exactly as they are. And I understand that it takes a long time with a lot of understanding, maybe even sufferings, struggles to, you know, reach such a place of consciousness. That is why they are the gurus, right? So when we recognize the innocent heart behind every angry person as only a cry for help and love, we stop jumping to, you know, finger pointing or violence as our defense mechanism, and instead only use love as an offering to these people. By seeing things this way, we start to recognize that any time we are treated poorly by another person, they are not really attacking us personally, but rather they are showing us just how much pain they are in. Outwardly, whatever mask they wear, and no, this is not an excuse to put up with being physically, mentally, emotionally abused or taken advantage of our love by someone, our self-love must always be grounded first. So when people are in pain, they act out. And as our levels of awareness begin to rise even further past victim mentality, we realize that all people deserve our love, and the ones who are mean deserve it more, but probably from a distance with proper boundaries. Over time, as we use the tools of being completely honest with ourselves, what we are experiencing in our hearts, and using love as our only defense mechanism, we will begin to see that we are actually healing those around us that normally would have been able to victimize us with their behavior. Our loving energy, empathy, and compassion energetically gives them the ability to relax into their emotions without blaming anyone. Also, our complete confidence in our love power will send their inner bully running for the hills, because in all of our deepest levels of intuition, we know that love is the only weapon with true power. Because in reality, such people yet do not know how to love themselves, so they are unaware of the power of love itself. And so they feel that creating fear or inflicting pain or taking revenge can empower them. And when such a person that normally, you know, uses such scare tactics, fear, control to overpower others, meets someone who only has love to give, their darkness may eventually fade away. And the only way to make this happen is by showing complete true love, true value for yourself, and compassion for the other person. You cannot make someone realize what they are doing by explaining them if they are not in the mode of receiving that sort of knowledge or enlightenment. But what you can do is send them love from afar and protect your own energy, and sometimes even stand up for yourself when need be. Alright, so if you liked today's episode, give me a thumbs up or your feedback in the comment section. If you haven't subscribed yet, please consider to do so. And you're more than welcome to join me on Instagram or my Facebook page. And if you wish to book a personal session with me, the details are in the description box below. Thank you for listening. See you in the next episode. Until then, stay tuned into Conscious Relationships. Namaste.